There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. There is a reason that I wear only those. And you should check that out at TacticalHolsters.com. Out there in the gun industry, the gun industry, if you're starting with guns as the hub, there are a lot of spokes coming from the gun world. And one of those things, and it's actually quite the specialized craft to get into, believe me, I know, because I've gotten one child schooled in it. Is gunsmithing. Now, there's two or three different kinds of gunsmiths out there. There's the kind that knows how to work the lever-action rifles and the old revolvers and everything else. And there's the new breed that's the stipple job and the texturizing and the coloring, the Cerakoting and all this other stuff. But this is not something that you do in the garage, okay? You need to have a little education with it. And I have been joined in the pursuit of this show, in the pursuit of dissemination of information, by my newest sponsor. They go by Sonoran Desert Institute, but they're commonly known as SDI. And joining me today for the first time, he's out on the road today, and I appreciate him taking the time to off from the schedule to do this, is Zeke Stout from SDI. Good morning, sir.
How's it going, Bill?
Now, Zeke, for those of you who may be out there and you may listen to things in the media having to do with the gun world, his voice is going to be familiar because he is from the podcastosphere.
Podcastosphere. I like
you that. You like that?
I like that.
Just made it up, never had a lesson. So this is not something new to you out there. Now, SDI. SDI, their history, that you've got a little statement on the website. Our school has always held true to the notion that a sound and fundamental career education program is the best service our institution can provide. And that, in and of itself, sort of speaks volumes. How did this come about? I mean, most schools are not thinking along those lines. They're thinking about side programs and how we can make money here and how we can make money here.
Sure.
It becomes quite the commercial enterprise.
When you have a school that involves firearms, you've got a huge responsibility on your hands. Safety, proper maintenance, proper repair. And one of the biggest things we're wanting to do now is have a comprehensive program where I'm going out to all the manufacturers and saying, hey, look, we're going to teach about your firearms. Make sure we have the proper stuff. Make sure we have the right content that Benelli wants, that Winchester wants, that Daniel Defense, whoever, Glock, SIG, and getting that and making that comprehensive education program. And with firearms, it's a constantly evolving and changing beast in a way. And so we're constantly having to get the new stuff. And when something is discontinued, we have to make sure the students know. Because we have a responsibility to the students. This is going to be something that they want to go into a career with. We got to make sure they have the right information.
The progenitor to this was a school of gunsmithing in Scottsdale. That's going back to 1921. But have some relationships that predate the NRA.
Yep, absolutely.
That's pretty interesting because that's going back quite a ways. So a graduate, if like I within SDI, like if I wanted to come to you and I said, I just want to be a gunsmith for the modern firearm, do you have a curriculum set up for that to where that's what I'm going to pay attention to, or do you make me get out there and learn how to handle the Ruger single action Blackhawks and the Sharps rifles and everything else? How does that program work?
With our gunsmithing program, you're going to learn all of it. Because if you truly want to be a gunsmith and you want to open a shop or go to work for a store, you're going to have to know all of it. Because you're going to get the Browning A5s walking in your door. You're going to get the old, you know, Winchesters coming in, the lever actions. And you're going to have to have the Henrys ready. And it's not just going to be the AR-15s, AR-10s, bullpups, all the new modern firearms. Now, for a standalone course, we do have armorers courses that we offer. We have an AR-15 armorers course. We have an AR-10 armorers course. And you get to build your own rifle. You mill it out from 80% receiver. You put all the parts on it. You're painting it. You're Cerakoting it. You're hydro-dipping it, whatever you want to do. And you're learning that thing from the ground up, inside out.
Yeah, that's always the fear, isn't it, or the possibility. If you work in a shop where, you know, I can accurize your Glock to where you can hit a fly without even pulling it out of the holster. But somebody's going to walk in. Somebody's going to walk in wanting their Mosin Nagant to have the they're going to want the action smoothed out or slicked up or something, and they expect you to be able to do that. And if they don't, they look at you as a poser.
Yep. If all you've done is AR-15s, you're going to be looking at them wide-eyed and scared to death. Kind of like what I was when I heard at the beginning of your show that this is the House of Pain. I was like, oh, that's a little worried.
Well, if you're a gun grabber, that's very much the House of Pain. But somebody out there that makes a gun more gunnish, i.e., more
now,
lethal.
Now, is me buying every gun I see at a good deal, does that count me as a gun grabber?
Yes, but of the good kind.
Yes. Okay. Just making sure. I almost forgot. I was talking to Hickok 45 yesterday.
Yes.
And he told me to tell you.
Okay.
That he still listens to you every day, and he's not sure why, but he still does.
I'm not sure why either. Hickok.
He wanted to relay it to you.
Well, I appreciate that, Hickok. Hickok is. I like him, one, because he's in my demographic. So it's always cool to have a guy in my demographic. And plus, that guy is a wicked spooky shooter. I mean, he can grab. It doesn't matter what he grabs.
Is.
He can control it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And, I mean, he shoots so many different types of guns. I don't know. You know, I just carry primarily Glocks. I'm starting to get back into SIGs now that a couple of physical issues have gone away and I can actually carry them again. But, you know, I'm not one out there saying, well, today we're going to take a woods walk and go kill a bunch of innocent 2-liter sodas and, you know.
Isn't that a shame? That's just so cruel. You know, sometimes I feel bad for those guys.
Well, what, the 2-liter sodas?
The 2-liters. He's just so mean to them.
Well, he only buys store brands. He only buys store brands.
That's true. Yeah.
Somebody's calling you Squatch. Why are they calling you Squatch?
They call me Squatch because last year when I was with Talking Lead, Left Hand, the other host, and I, we grew our hair out for Hawk Locks for Kids. So I had this long hair, and I always have a big bushy beard, and I'm also 6'7". So Squatch came and it stuck. Even though I've cut my hair now, I still have the beard, but I'm still 6'7". But it just kind of stuck around.
All right, hang on a minute. I'm making some notes here. Let's see. Don't make Zeke Stout mad. I'm being told.
Squatch with guns.
Yes, yes. Gah. Golly gee. Okay. I'm being told to tell you to get another podcast out. Although, you know, Border Bandit, you don't have to worry about that because now he's hooked up with me and he can come here anytime he wants to just to vent. I mean, we can panel about this and other stuff all the time about SDI. We can always segue. It's all a bit. And we can call it a business thing and call it a write-off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know. Hang on for me.
Hang on just a minute for me. We're going into the break. We're going to be right back. My guest, Zeke Stout from SDI, or as he's known affectionately, Squatch. on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Q. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, well, actually on a Tuesday. I'll get it right. I don't have my sticky notes up today. I cleaned up and, although you can't tell it from this side of the desk. But anyway, on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. This is This is a new method of ammunition carriage that you don't want to miss. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest from SDI, Sonoran Desert Institute, or Sonoran, SDI. You can pronounce that the same way every day. Yeah, Sonoran, thank you very much. Is SDI, Zeke Stout. Is Zeke Stout. Now, let's talk about the School of Firearms Technology. It's not just one course. You have Associate of Science in Firearms Technology degree, Advanced Gunsmith Smithing Certificate, Gunsmithing Certificate, Ballistics and Reloading Certificate, AR-15 Advanced Armor Course, AR-10 Advanced Armor Course. How many reloaders do you guys get? I would imagine that, given how many guns get blown up in hands, that's something that a lot of people should be taking.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a neat course because we partnered with both Gun Digest and Hornady on it. So Gun Digest and ourselves, we combined our curriculum on the reloading to get the textbook. And then with every reloading course, you get the Hornady Lock and Load AC press and your choice of either 3 pistol dies or 2 rifle dies. And so that kind of, all that comes with the whole reloading course. And it's been pretty successful. We've really enjoyed how it's taken off. 2 great companies to partner with on it. And we're just moving forward with it.
Now, one thing about in the new world, you can go to YouTube and learn how to do a lot of things. But, I mean, gunsmithing has got to be one of those things where you can't, that can't be a YouTube thing, I would think. Simply because there's, in a lot of cases, there's machining. You know, if you cut down a barrel, you got to rethread it. You got to do this. You got to do that. You can hurt the twist.
Yep.
How many failed shade tree gunsmiths come to you guys? I'm really interested. I tried to do it, and after I had to buy 5 or 6 guns that I messed up, that kind of thing.
You'd be surprised. We have a few come through. A lot of people become gunsmiths through apprenticeships, and that's kind of been historically the main way. Gunsmithing school is starting to pop up, and there is a hands-on aspect you have to have. Even though we're a distance learning school, we still you have to get the hands-on with the build. Or we've now launched field study programs where you'll go out to certain manufacturers or gun shops or gunsmithing locations in your area that we're making partnerships with, and you'll actually do a 3 to 4 week field study program. And it's elective thing. You don't have to do it, but we're trying to get as much hands-on as we can with the distance learning program, because education is really quickly moving towards that distance learning thing. I mean, you can go to some of the major universities in the world and get a master's degree all online nowadays. So you can get the knowledge part, and then we try to you can get the knowledge part through us, and we also try to do some hands-on stuff with the builds and other things that we're doing.
Now, we need to clarify, when we're talking about distance learning, this is something you could do online?
Yep, absolutely.
But, and one thing I'll say about this, I think that's going to change the whole educational setup as well. And I think when at some point when the student loan debt makes the government the world currency the world economy collapse, when we get back up on our feet, that's all that there will be, isn't it? Because that's really all anybody can afford to do,
right?
For the most part, they can possibly pay back or something,
right? And you don't have scheduled classes you have to go to. You take them. You still have a time frame you have to complete in, and you have time dates that assignments are due by. But if you work a full-time job, you can do this at night when you're home, when the kids go to sleep, or anything along those lines on the weekend. You don't have to go from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Now, for these classes where you can actually send them out, and you've got these partnerships set up where you can send them out to the manufacturers and get some hands-on stuff, which is... got to be that's got to really increase the learning curve as far as the speed on it. Are these people do they have a better chance of finding a job with that kind of certification?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, we have a pretty extensive selection process for each individual field study, and the companies that we partnered with are involved in that. So they get to pick the student in the beginning, along with us doing the vetting process, And then if that student works out well for 3 weeks, they have the option to be able to hire them. It's not like we're not a job placement service. Don't get me wrong on that.
Right.
But if you work with somebody for 3 weeks, you're going to know, hey, this guy's got potential, or this guy's awesome, or this guy stinks, let's get rid of him.
So. Now, when you're dealing with some of these kids or people that are coming through the class, do you look at where they are and try to make it where they can actually logistically make this happen? Is that even a possibility to consider?
Yeah, and like I said, it's an optional part of our gunsmith and an associate's degree. So if it's something where there's a student in Washington State doing our course and the only field study open right now is in North Carolina, he doesn't have to go do the field study to complete the course. You know, it's right. An optional setup. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Which certificate do most people come into?
I'd say it's probably about 60-40, with the gunsmithing being the highest and the standalone armors courses. We get a good bit of the associate's degree. It's something that I have a real passion for, and what we were saying before we went to break was that was so neat. We don't have breaks in podcasts, so that was like, oh, wow, we got a break. That's cool. you know, I made the announcement two nights ago that I'm stepping away from Talking Lead, and because my heart and all my drive and my energy has been going to SDI, it's not fair to, one, Left Hand as one of the other hosts, and to the fans and the listeners for us to be inconsistent with our posting. So we made that announcement two nights ago, and one of the reasons I have this passion, this drive, is our school is accredited, and that's huge in what we do.
Well,
and with that, we have to toe a fine line. We have to make sure we do everything, all the rules and regulations that Department of Education has and our accrediting body has. And with that associate's degree, oh, see how I did that rabbit trail and came right back to what I was talking about?
Yep.
With the associate's degree, we have an accredited associate's degree in guns. And that is something that has the potential to be so huge for our industry. And we're going to be really developing some extra programs, whether it's the business and marketing of the firearms industry, the gunsmithing's already in place. There's a lot of cool things that we're working on for that associate, and it's going to be a fun ride in the next couple of years.
We're coming up on another one of those really cool breaks. You can find
sweet
SDI at sdi.edu. When we get back, we're going to talk about the welcome wagon that you put out to the military veterans, and how you try to bring those guys in. You hang on. My guest from SDI is Zeke Stout. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good
news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Where now, if you want to carry a full-size pistol with a flashlight concealed inside the waistband, they have the holster for you. They have the Incog Shadow. Go check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. And if you're going to carry that, be sure and buy a pair of pants that are two sizes too big. That's going to be a lot of concealing. Joining me from SDI, Sonoran Desert Institute, is Zeke Stout, and this is where you can go and you can basically have it your way, and you can become a gunsmith of varying degrees of proficiency. And you're particularly veteran aware, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We are.
The only thing I don't see you carrying, and this is, I don't blame you for this, because when I was in the Army, we had something called VEEP. Veterans Educational Assistance Program, which nobody will pay attention to today. That was the one educational assistance program that was a massive failure. But having said that, which means I'll have to do some special stuff if I ever want to be an SDI graduate. But you cover everything else.
Yes. And real quick, I've got to tell this story because it happened while you're on break.
Okay.
I am up at the Ohio Tactical Officers Association.
Right.
And they're having their annual convention, and I had to get in the car and drive out to the edge of the parking lot because I wasn't getting a good signal. Well, because I'm out here all by myself, all these SWAT team and sheriff's department cars keep swooping by to see what this guy is doing out in the middle of the parking lot by himself. It's hilarious. It's pretty funny. But as far as our vets go, our programs are GI Bill approved.
Right.
And well, you can use VA benefits, your GI Bill, to take our courses. So we really want to do everything we can for our vets and active duty. And it's been very successful along those lines.
Some of the programs you carry, just in case people have questions about that, you carry the Post 9/11 GI Bill Education Program. You will participate in that.
Correct.
The Montgomery GI Bill, the Reserve
Correct.
Education Assistance Program, or REAP. Other financial aid programs for those who qualify, including grants, loans, and scholarship programs, and MyCAA, Military Spouse Career Advancement Accounts. You, I guess there's some military moms that want to further their education, or dads for that matter.
Dads, yeah. We just partnered with Macho Spouse, which is a male military spouse website where there's a female member of the military, and it's the male who's the spouse that's, you know, going with her when they get stationed somewhere. So.
Now, we need to point out, for those of you that may be out there saying, well, you know, I love guns, I carry guns, I shoot guns, but I don't want to be a gunsmith. They also offer the School of Construction Services and the School of Arts and Sciences. That's also part of Sonoran Desert Institute. Now, you guys are accredited. Now, that makes a big difference, doesn't it? Just
right.
that
yep.
one qualification makes things all, that just changes the whole dynamic, doesn't it, in the online
Correct.
Educational process.
Yes.
How huge is that?
Well, there's a lot of colleges out there, and I hate to call them colleges, but they're diploma mills. You know, they'll say, hey, medical billing and coding, and there's no accrediting body, so there's no regulation. And, you know, they'll send a medical assistant textbook, and I'm using air quotes, to the student. The student will pay 10 grand, 15 grand, 20 grand, whatever. And without really any oversight or anything, you know, 6 weeks later, they get a diploma in the mail saying they're a medical assistant. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, this is the medical field. I don't want somebody that went to a diploma mill college giving me a shot or starting an IV or anything like that. And with being accredited, you have an accrediting body that has complete oversight over your school. They come in and they follow all the rules and regulations from the Department of Education, and you have to toe that line. Exactly every rule, every regulation they have, you have to do that. If you're looking for that easy, quick diploma, certificate, or degree, don't sign up with SDI, because you will have to do your papers, you will have to do your assignments, they will get graded. If you fail, you fail. And we have instructors, so they'll assist you. You can always ask questions, but there is that oversight. So it's not just, hey, we got their money. Yeah, give them a certificate kind of thing.
How often does this actually come up if somebody's going out there looking for a job? I mean, my son, I think I've told you this, my son has an online certification,
mm-hmm.
as a gunsmith, but it wasn't with SDI. And
right.
he's having some issues finding a job in the area. Now, a lot of that has to do with availability of jobs. You know,
sure.
most of these gunsmiths, they come in, they set things up. As important as it is and as rare a service as it is, it's not one of these things where they're getting a lot of walk-in traffic.
It's something that's going to come up, mainly because it's relatively new. I mean, the internet's been around since Al Gore invented it.
Right.
Online colleges and distance learning is still relatively new, especially in the eyes of the corporations and the people running the corporations who came up through the normal university system, the normal college system. So to them, they're like, how do you learn about gunsmithing or guns online? That doesn't make sense. Well, if you do just have, you know, a gunsmithing book you send out, maybe a couple of CDs or DVDs or software programs, and you pop out a diploma later, yeah, you can get a bad reputation. But like I said, going back to the accreditation again, with the oversight we have to make sure the students actually pass the course before we give them any certification or anything. So it's right. Still, we're still getting that coming up from students that are going to get jobs, but it's a process of us marketing ourselves the correct way and getting the word out that, hey, look, this is what we're actually doing. And once people get that gist, then they're like, okay, I see what you're doing. And then once they start getting our students and seeing that they know what they're doing, then that reputation starts to build, and it's a snowball from there. kind of like podcast and YouTube. You're like, oh, that's not real TV or real radio.
Well, see, but it is like podcasting and YouTube because, you know, one day, this is going to be where it's at. I don't know exactly what it's going to be like. I carry an iPhone 6 Plus. That's about as much as I can pocket nowadays. But sure. You know what? If I had to, when I'm at the gym on the bike, I'm watching a movie on it, and I'm quite happy watching a movie on that thing.
Yep.
I don't know how much fun it would be to do a online certification for gunsmithing on it, but I'm pretty sure it could be done. It'd be sort of difficult.
Yeah.
But
we link to YouTube videos that are kind of supplemental.
Okay. This is the problem. See, whenever I get with a media person, I lose track of time. We're coming up on another one of those cool breaks. The last cool break. So if you'll hold on one more time for me, and pretty soon you'll be able to, you'll stop worrying the SWAT officers. SDI.edu. If this is something you think you'd be interested in, it's not just about guns, but they have the most comprehensive program to be a gunsmith available. Military veterans, you are welcome in a lot of different ways. We'll be right back. My guest, Zeke Stout from SDI, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, you know, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to guns80.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to guns80.com. Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
a 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
This is the last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. They've done a lot of stuff over the past. One of their things is called the DC-3, which is a Travis Haley collaboration they did with him as far as ammunition carriage, which is also the NCOG. The NCOG is a Haley Strategic Institute, HSI, HST, whatever it is. It's a collaboration. Travis had some say-so in its design. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour, if you're looking to become a gunsmith, that's sort of hard to do, and you can enter the 21st century with SDI. And from SDI is Zeke Stout, who is being circled right now by the inquisitive, curious SWAT team members. Yeah,
hey, I've got that going on, and I was wondering if Genesis will pay for my blood pressure meds, because, first this is the House of Pain, then, like, in another break, they're like, what will you do without Genesis Radio? If you're in the doctor's office, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm scared. And then just now you said one more time on the firing line. I'm like, oh. And then I got SWAT guys all over me. I'm scared, man.
Well, look, when SDI decided to partner up with me, you didn't think you were going to get the golden oldies where I'd be playing all the Neil Sedaka hits, did you?
Yes.
Did you?
Where you talk like this the entire time.
Well, I could do that if you want me to.
That would be awesome.
Joining me now from SDI is Zeke Stout. Zeke, right now, to win, who sang Love Will Keep Us Together? Sorry, Zeke. Join us tomorrow when another loser. Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's not what I do. Let me ask you a question.
If you started doing that, I would start answering all my questions in a short monotone voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm being asked, one of the new dynamics in gunsmithing is Cerakoting. Now, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but I'm being asked what you think the toughest paint on finish here with regards to wear and scratch resistant for firearms in today's modern world.
Good question. I think it depends on what you're coating, too.
Right.
If it's the barrel, you're going to need something, of course, a little bit more sturdy. If it's just your frame and your rail, well, maybe your rails can need a little bit more, too. But Cerakote is what I have on my rifle right now.
Right.
So, well, actually, technically, if people listen to our show when I was on Talking Lead, I'm a little bit of a Sasquatchian goofball. So my AR that I built through SDI is Cerakoted black. Then it's hydro dipped with a special design, and then a fade coating of black Cerakote over that.
Right.
And the hydro dip is Hello Kitty. and I call it the Urban Kitty camo because, like, it's got the Hello Kitty and heart, but because we covered it with black, it almost looks from a distance like Kryptek. And then we get a good laugh when people get up close and they get a kick out of it.
Right. So it's various layers of Cerakote then.
Yes, and Bill just dropped us as a sponsor because I had a Hello Kitty.
No, I would never do that. I would never do that.
Chops every time I come up.
No, I mean, you know, one of the biggest growing segments, and I was going to ask you this, how many women want to become gunsmiths? Because the fastest growing segment of gun ownership in the United States today are women, and there may be some Hello Kitty guns out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another reason I did that. I mean, one, for the joke, but two, for, hey, look, you know, it's not just for guys. Not saying that I'm, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm a guy. Yeah, but, you know, I just did it as a marketing funny ploy. But since I've joined the school in September, we've probably had a handful of women come through the program, and they were successful at it. We're actually looking at launching a marketing campaign before SHOT where it's, hey, women want to learn to fix them too. And we're going to get some of the prominent women in the industry, and they're going to go through our course and show other women, hey, look, you go out and you hunt, you competitively shoot three guns, but you don't have to go to some guy to, you know, fix your rifle and your handgun. You can do it yourself, and here's how you can do it. So it's something that we've seen a lot of interest in it. We haven't seen a huge diving in from that interest, but we get a lot of interest at these shows. So it's pretty neat.
Now, That I can see, you know, I've seen a lot of females coming into different avenues that were normally considered the male place to go.
Sure.
And I can completely get that one day this is going to get bigger than it, as far as the woman's gunsmith, because
absolutely.
Men don't know what a, you know, Ted Nugent's wife, she has a zebra-striped AR-15.
Mm-hmm.
Most places are not going to make a gun like that and keep it in stock. So this has to be something that somebody, she bought, that she sent somewhere, and somebody painted it for her.
Sure.
And I'm sure there's going to be triggers that are developed with women's finger. And that's going to take a whole different, I mean, when that happens, will you guys sort of pivot on that and say, okay, we need to get some get the female point of view as far as putting together a syllabus for them as well? Is that something that you'll look at?
Well, I mean, let's face it. An AR-15 for a guy is kind of like a Barbie doll for guys. We accessorize it, and we paint it. We do all kinds of cool stuff. Granted, it's a little more rugged and manly looking, but, you know, women get that too. So they're getting the pink optics and, you know, the purple buttstock and doing all kinds of different designs that they like. And I'm not saying all women only like pink and purple. I mean, I've seen all kinds of cool camo designs that women have had on their rifles. So it's something that's going to grow, and we'll definitely, you know, put that into our curriculum. And I think we already have a little bit of it in there.
That is sort of cool. Now, what you need to understand now, because we got about 3 minutes, since you have stepped away from the mic as far as talking lead, you can still get your mic podcast fix.
Nice.
By coming here now.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
As a matter of fact, given all the things that you're involved in and all the relationships you have and everything, I think it would be sort of nice to have you on from time to time and just panel with me, and we'll talk a little SDI on the side. You know, we'll drum up some business, but on the other hand, we'll do some other things as well. So, before we run out of time, SDI.edu. That's where you can find it. That's and Zeke is out. Zeke is, I guess, you're the road guy that's out doing all the stuff and everything, and continuing to build on it.
I'm the chair of the School of Firearms Technology, so I kind of ensure we have good content. I go out to shows like this and meet different people in the industry. We do armors courses for law enforcement and National Guard units too. So that's kind of what we're doing here this week. You don't forget the 800 number too. You can call 800-336-8939 to talk directly to admissions.
You just made sure that got out into perpetuity.
You're welcome.
I want to thank you for taking the time to join us. This is just the first time you've done it. It's not going to be the last, so thank you very much. And tell those guys to chill out. It's okay. People do talk on the phone when they're in broadcast.
That's right. I have officially scared half the people here. Luckily, I wasn't, like, cleaning my AR, and then I probably would have been surrounded. But it would have made for radio gold for you.
So it would have been like a Sasquatch with a headset on cleaning an AR.
Exactly.
All right. I'm good with that descriptor. Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
Check out SDI.edu, new sponsor. I've got to start working on the spot. Knowing how a gun works, I mean, I may take this class myself. I may take one of the classes myself, simply because I think that sort of broadens the educational aspect of handling a gun. I'm going to broaden your educational aspect of it a little later Friday. Friday we're going to have Jeet Kune Do Master Jason Coral. And we're going to talk about developing hand speed, which when you're drawing a firearm, hand speed does come into play. And controlled precision hand speed. We're going to apply a martial art developed by Bruce Lee to putting a gun into a gunfight. That's coming up Friday. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender.